Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for the honor and privilege it is to come into your presence, Lord God, and to worship you, Lord, to speak your word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you so much, Lord. We pray, God, you're opening up the eyes of our understanding like never before, flooding our hearts with light. God, we want revelation knowledge of your word. And I pray that my words are not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in power and demonstration of the Spirit of the living God, that our faith would not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God. Thank you, Father, that we may be vessels of honor to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, you could be seated. Okay. So, all right, let's go, well, to just to Psalm 103. Just a couple. Okay, what we're going to talk about tonight is, and then you're going to hear Nancy Dufresne, though, too, who is my pastor. Okay. Psalm 103, it says, some of you, we should say this every day. We said it at the same time. So I've said it for so many years, I know it by heart. Anyway, bless the Lord, O my soul. That's my mind, my will, my emotions. And all that is within me, everything that's inside of you, right? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and that's your mind, will, and emotions, and forget not all your benefits. Well, you got benefits from the Lord, just like you get benefits at work, except they're even better. All right, now get this one, though. He forgives all of our iniquities, and he heals all, and I don't like to say my diseases, so I say... He heals all diseases. I don't like to claim it. See, never say it's my arthritis or my cancer or my heart trouble. Anyway. Okay, so then 1 Peter 2:24. I didn't know if I was going to go there or not. But first, there's a lot more in 1 Peter 2:24 than meets the eye. 1 Peter 2:24, himself bare, just out of the King James, please, himself, who, his own self, bare our sins in his own body on the tree. You know, it talks mostly about sins. You ever notice that? That we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness. You know why it talks about sins? Because sin is was the cause of sickness. I'm not saying this because now, but I mean, it. Adam and Eve sinned, and sickness started in the Garden of Eden. So, I mean, they kicked them out. It started after that. But God kicked them out of there. All right. So see, but his own self, there was the sin, that sin of Adam's passed down to all children. That's why all people need to get born again. All people. When babies and children are innocent, and God knows when that is, they're not accountable. They're not accountable. They don't know any better. They will go to heaven if they pass. You know, I mean, some people have told people who had miscarriages that they would not unless they were baptized. Okay, see, so I went to nursing school. Well, you know, I got my Bachelor of Science degree in nursing from Creighton University. And 1962. Anyway, they actually taught us, because there was a denomination, that if a lady had a miscarriage, that you were to find the fetus as best you could and baptize it. Otherwise, it wouldn't go to heaven. And I remember, and in fact, it was Margaret Cruz. She had a miscarriage at one time. And another denomination told her the same thing, that, well, that baby didn't go to heaven. Because she, you know, would see it. And the very first time she came here, You know, that's why you have to pray in the Spirit and be led by the Spirit, because the Spirit of God wants to help people. Yes. And an unbeknownst, I didn't even know her. And I said, well, you know, babies, when they're blah, 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 I was saying that. And then I says, but if they're not, they don't have to be baptized. They don't know any better until they're accountable. And, you know, God knows the age of that. Some might be 3, some might be 13. No. Do you know what I'm talking about? Depends on what they know. Anyway, and notice that she just sat there and sobbed and sobbed and sobbed. And later she told me, she went, oh, I thought my baby was in hell. Or like in some place that I would never be able to see it when I went to heaven. Oh, my gosh. I was shocked. But it wasn't the one I'm the denomination I came from either. So other ones are saying that also, but that's not true. All right. But anyway, who his own self bare my sins in his own body, that we being dead to sin might live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. All right. Sin was the cause of sickness in the first place. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, let's go there. it bears with this verse, actually. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For God the Father, King James, for God the Father made him, who's him?
Jesus.
To be sin for us. Who knew no sin? Who knew no sin? Jesus knew no sin. And yet God the Father made Jesus to be sin for us. Why? So we could be made the righteousness of God in him. And in this verse it says, by your stripes we were healed. But you know what? When we live unto righteousness, healing is ours. Yeah. You're gonna hear something tonight that's really good compared to what I could give you. No, but I mean, I'll tell you what. But how many people, okay, it was a great exchange. God actually took our sins and he gave us his righteousness. And see, that righteousness, you've got it whether you know it or not when you get born again. Not everybody's got it, but you get it when you're born again. And you can't help it. You got it. You are righteous. I noticed Nancy Dufresne says this too, but I always used to say this. I'm a female, and I was born a female. And when you're born again, you're born righteous. Why? Because it says you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. It's right there. That's very significant in the area of healing. But see, okay, so how many people believe the Word of God is true? But then we need to act on it. Scripture shows both forgiveness and healing were provided for on the cross at the same time. They show you are forgiven and that you are healed. And when you're healed, you're also forgiven. Most people don't. See, if the sin problem is solved, then the sickness problem is solved. Amen. So there's always 1 John 1:9, if you sin, you can confess your sins and God is faithful and just to forgive you. You know what? If you did something really bad, he saw it anyway. You might as well admit it, but you have to confess that sin. So which is easier? Remember in he said it was the one that went through the roof. Yeah, he went through the roof. And then he said, which is easier, your sins be forgiven or rise up and walk? And see, the Pharisees were all there. The doctors, and they were all inspecting him. In fact, nobody could get through the door because they were taking up all the room. And they weren't really there. They were really there to spy on Jesus. And so these guys wanted the healing for their friends. And they went, they actually climbed on the roof, put a hole in the roof, and went, came down. Would you let, have you ever thought of that, doing somebody doing that to your roof? That was actually Jesus' house. If you look into history, it was. Okay, so he said to him, he says, rise up. You know, he said, your sins are forgiven. Got up, rise up and walk. And they went, what? Blasphemy. They started saying he was blaspheming and all that stuff. But see, both are easy. One is the same and as easy as the other. Healing and wholeness from paralysis, and that was what was wrong with him, is as easy as forgiveness of sin. And this is truth. See, we can't do it, but we can receive it. And all we have to do is believe the word of God. Everybody preaches about being born again, but they leave out that other part. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. But anyway, okay, so when you're healed, you are forgiven. So we make it too complicated and we get into trouble with doubt and unbelief. The word says it, the word is truth, and that will never pass away. God wants to simply believe him by faith. Trust as much his words just as much as you would the words of a doctor or whoever it is. Amen? Okay, forgiveness and healing go hand in hand and cannot be separated. We're made righteous by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and we're healed by the stripes. Now, she'll explain it even better. It just came on today, and it's the stuff that goes all across to all those nations. It's only like 25 minutes long. But, okay. So we question, when we're sick today, is it a result of the living of in the sin in the past? Let's say you were an alcoholic, and so, you know, so you had liver damage. And then now you're, can you be healed of that?
Yes.
Because of, sure you can. How about smoking and your lungs are full? Yes, you can. Drugs, sexual sin, self-abuse. See, even if sin opened the door to sickness, you could be forgiven and healed at the same time. Because this is his redemption package. When you get born again, you got a package. Like you do with a car or with the other things. You know what? You have a package and you're both forgiven and healed. But people get the other thing. See, and I think the thing with the sickness is because there's pain. And so then you still feel that pain. But see, that's something you've got to fight. And you're talking to somebody who's done it. who fights that stuff. Okay. So one part of God's plan of redemption is for today, and if one part is for today, it's for the other part is also. Jesus' body was broken for you as surely as his blood was shed for you. And you, that broken body, it says by the stripes of Jesus we were healed. He didn't even have to go to that whipping post. He didn't have to do that. If he had died on the cross, it was enough for the sins. So you have as much right to be healed as you do to be saved and forgiven from sin. It's a package deal and it belongs to us. You know what? But that's something that you've got to stand on when the symptoms hit. And you have to take authority. I'll tell you what, a lot of Christianity, though, has taught people only half of the redemption thing. They preached, whosoever will receive salvation. Okay, and at the same time told Christians, healing isn't for today. Has anybody ever heard that? Yep. It's passed away. Or God can heal, but doesn't always. And sometimes prayers for healing work, and sometimes they don't. Right? See, what you goes you hear goes into you even when you don't agree with it. That's why you got to guard your heart. I am not kidding you. Oh, boy, there's so much out there. Whew. And you have to get rid of a lot of doubt and unbelief before you can take hold of healing. You do. The thing is, people say, well, okay, well, I'll lay hands on you. Okay. It's not, well, pain's still there. It didn't work. That's you have to go above that. But you know what? Healing belongs to whosoever will believe. And we may have to get rid of wrong thinking. Because wrong thinking opens the door to the devil in Christians and lives, in their lives. And maybe they think God allows sickness to come. But it's not God who does it. It can be they themselves. Okay, there's something that we have really got to get into, and that's our authority in Christ. In Matthew 16, 19, whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. I'm saying that for sake of time. Luke 10, 19. It says, behold, I give you power, you, to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means harm you. Now, Jesus has all the authority, but as head of the church, he gave us the same authority he has.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. God says authority has been given to you. Okay, then take it. What is that? Submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Okay, my little story, I'll tell it again. We were in prison ministry when we first, this was 1980, in the early 1980s. We always pray before we went into Omaha Correctional Center. And I was kind of like feeling bad, depressed. I was a baby Christian, too, on top of that. And I didn't say anything to anybody. It was because of a lack of money, actually. And this one guy came up to me, and he had a word. It was a word from God. That was a word of knowledge, one of the gifts of the Spirit. A word of knowledge. Y'all listening? Okay. And he said, the Lord told me to tell you, you are resisting him and submitting to the devil. Now, I could have gotten real offended, but I didn't. I went, oh my gosh. And you know what? Because and he didn't know anything about nothing. He didn't.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
He knew. He didn't know I hid that. If I was crying, whatever I was doing. But see, when I have to trust God, even for finances.
Yeah.
But I was still a baby, hadn't heard the teaching I hear now.
Right.
And I could see you can actually submit. And just think, I thought, oh my gosh, I bow down to you, devil. Oh, I wouldn't dream of doing that.
Right.
But that's what I was doing.
Yep. Right. Yeah. Yep.
See, and I never got offended either.
Yeah.
I just got corrected and I liked it. I remember I didn't like it, but you know what?
Yeah.
And he didn't know what was going on and he never did. I never did tell him. Okay, so see, if you have to stand steadfast in faith for healing, steadfast in faith, you don't just poop it off, excuse my language, because, oh, man, all that pain is back. Yeah, I don't do that. I fight it. You fight it. You do just the opposite of what your body doesn't want to do. You fight it. You say, devil, I take authority over you in the name of... See, you could succumb to that, and you're going to be in a wheelchair before you know it. I had that knee replacement, and I got rid of that thing in one day. I'm sorry, the walker. And then they gave me a cane, and I got rid of it the next day. You have to be determined. I'm not patting myself. It's just that I didn't want that. You can succumb to that, and everybody, I'm telling you, fight the good fight of faith. So Jesus said, whatever you forbid on the earth, heaven will forbid. Amen?
Amen.
Whatever you allow on the earth, heaven will allow. You make the decision and the heaven will back you up.
Amen.
You remember the traffic policeman?
Yeah.
He doesn't have physical power to stop a car, but he puts his hand up. Right. And it's the authority behind him that is actually stopping that car. So use your authority in Christ to shut the door to the devil. And when you do, all heaven will stand behind you. So sometimes we ask, why did God allow this sickness to come in my life? But maybe we allowed it. You know what? Because we know there are things, maybe we're gossiping about somebody. Maybe the devil's looking for a crack in your life. And he is. And it's like driving down the highway at 125 miles an hour. Right, Lonnie? And you get a ticket. And you go, oh, why did God allow me to get that ticket? See, it's the same thing, isn't it? You did. You allowed. You allowed it. And when you get pulled over, you say, well, we didn't realize the speed limit was 90. You're going 125. No. See, the officer probably said, oh, I'm so sorry. Forgive me for pulling you over. I didn't realize you didn't know any better. Well, I'll tell you what, you got to get into the Word as a Christian. See, ignorance of the law is no excuse, and ignorance of the Word is no excuse. It says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And you can't give the devil a cheap shot because he'll take it. Okay, so sometimes we don't receive healing because we allow a door to stay open to the devil. And the door may be a result of wrong thinking, which is the result of wrong teaching, which is the result of wrong words. You see, you think wrong, you talk wrong, you open the door. And that's why we need to meditate in the Word day and night. And especially on that thing of healing. Amen? You don't just succumb to that stuff. I don't care what the doctor said. God is greater. He is greater. God is not going to override people's will. You can get that video ready. Because you got it ready. Okay. But we can allow the devil to put sickness on us because we haven't used our God-given authority. But folks, use it. Sickness is not a part of God's divine plan and purpose. I mean, I know stories, all kinds of faith. People, you need to visit the bookstore. You need to get devotionals, especially that one on healing. My gosh, it's 365 Days of Healing by Brother Hagin. Yeah, and it's called Faith Health Food. Yeah, somebody thought, oh, it was kinds of food we should eat. It's not. It's all about healing. How this woman, my age, she was dying of cancer, and she was supposed to be a missionary. And so Kenneth Hagin went over there, and she said her stomach was real because she had tumors. And he prayed for her, and you know, he kind of taught her healing, not kind of a few things, and then more. And she got it, and he said, you know what? All right. So he said, you're older in your race. She says, well, I'm ready to go to heaven. And he says, yeah, but why don't you die healed instead of dying of cancer? And she said, okay, I'll do it. Well, guess what? She got healed. She started preaching. And she was in her 90s. And he said she went to one of his crusades and came up to the book table. And she says, hey, remember me? And he actually thought she was flirting with him. And he kind of like, no, I don't remember you. It was kind of, you know. And she said, I'm the one you prayed for, and I got healed, and I'm in my 90s now. And he said she looked like she was in her 60s, early 60s. And she was doing mission work and getting people born again, visiting people, all kinds of stuff. See? That was way back. Okay, put her on.